have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host. I know you.
Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. It is indeed an honor and a blessing to be with you once again. This is Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. I'm your host, Linda Capriest, and we're going to open up with prayer. Father God, we come to thank you today, Lord. We recognize that you are God and you're worthy of all the praise that we can physically and emotionally, mentally, and spiritually give you. Dear God, we thank you today. We ask your guidance, your peace, your joy, your spirit just to be with us, oh God, to guide us, to refresh us, to use us, oh God, in this hour, in this moment, oh God. We pray that someone is changed, someone's heart is lifted, someone's countenance is lifted. We pray that someone's life is made different by what may be shared here on today and different for the better. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So thanks to my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. Yes, I wasn't with you guys on last week. Had some movements, some changes going on, just physically around me, but also in me, just trying to organize things and put them in perspective with the storm that was going on in my state. And then I came to another state and, you know, was just trying to get myself together. And guess what? Went through another little storm. Interesting, but all is well. And I'm just so glad to be back sharing with you on this podcast today. So for the month of September, what we have left here, I like to focus on gratitude. Gratitude is so very important. If you want to walk in not just the possibility, but the probability of having a heightened sense of alertness, enthusiasm, determination, optimism, and energy, you might want to look into the area called gratitude. You'll be surprised what being grateful and thankful could bring about in your life. Yes, I want to talk about that today. I really want to talk about how gratitude can change your life. And I want to, of course, give credit to Ms. Marilisa Fabriga and Possibility Change, who shared some awesome information that I'd like to pass on to you as a springboard for my message with you on today, how gratitude can change your life. The Bible talks about gratitude in many different ways, and the world seems to be catching up because now psychological studies are going into what gratitude can do and what it can yield for us. But God knew all the time. And so in the Word of God, it tells us about gratitude. It tells us about gratitude in so many different instances. As we look in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, the Bible says, don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, that's your little gratitude part right there, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So we thank God for the thing called gratitude. Gratitude, yes, that's all about being thankful and grateful. And it's far too many people who are just ungrateful beings. Gratitude simply means thankfulness, counting your blessings, noticing simple pleasures, and acknowledging everything that you receive. It means learning to live your life as if everything were a miracle and being aware of a continuous basis of how much you've been given. You can look at gratitude that way, but you could also say that gratitude is that thing that shifts your focus from what your life lacks to the abundance that is already present. Now, I like that a whole lot because we all have been given something. We've been given something. So we have that something, if nothing else, to be grateful for. In addition, behavioral and psychological research has shown the surprising life improvements that can stem from the practice of gratitude, giving thanks. It makes people happier and more resilient. It strengthens relationships, it improves health, and it reduces stress. So I'm that kind of a person, whereas if I find that you are an ungrateful person, I don't generally want to be associated with you too closely because I, you know, feel that we should learn to be grateful. I believe that gratefulness is just a part of a positive being, a part of a Christian being. How can you say that you're Christian and you're not a grateful individual? You're not a person who is grateful, you know, that you thank God for what he has given you. And there are many times people say things and they don't recognize that there's a little underlying boasting going on when there should be full gratitude. And I think my mind is more sharper now because I've really been seeking out the Lord on some things, and it's things that we do. I don't like to always talk about the church, but, you know, much of my life, rather, is in the church, but it's not to talk about it, but it's just to say that we generally say things and we don't recognize it. It's kind of like you're dealing with a congregation of people on welfare. I guess we still call it that. But you say things to the effect of, well, yeah, you know, yeah, my offering is always more than what my grocery bill is for the month. You know, but what you should add to that is, thanks be to God, I'm in a position where my offering surpasses what my grocery bill is for the month. Because when you don't give thanks to God in the presence of the people that you're boasting about how much you're giving, you're making them feel some type of way as if, you know, they don't matter to that degree, or that they just feel less than. Because everything that we can do or give or have or become is all by what? The grace of God. So thanks be to God, he has caused me to be triumphant in this area. That's a better way to say things. But to do certain things in the presence of certain people is insensitive, to say the least, right? So if the people that are serving in this particular capacity are all welfare recipients, for number one, you know, they already are at the bottom trying to look up, because we already know the government is not giving them that much where they can thrive off of. They're barely probably making ends meet. So they don't need to hear that kind of thing. But what they do need to hear is that as we plant seed and trust God, he has a way through our grateful heart to give us a harvest. He has a way of giving you what you don't even know that you're getting. And I'm going to explain that. I remember when I lived in an apartment, what was a double, and my rent was like $400 a month. Oh, yeah, that's been a long time ago, right? And I was only bringing home about $650 a month. How was I able to pay a $400 rent, take care of my three kids, pay lights, get food, buy their clothing and their uniforms and things like that? I don't know, but what I do know is I trusted God and I started putting seed in the ground, as we say in church. I put seed. I believe God. I said, God, I'm going to surrender my tithe. I'm going to give an offering, but you know what my needs are. But some way, somehow, he provided. So all I'm saying is, when we want to talk about what we're driving, what we live in, what kind of clothes we're wearing, let's always tag that and say, I'm grateful to God for the opportunity to drive this kind of car, or thank God for the opportunity to live in this kind of house. That's what people need to hear. I thank God. Attribute it to God. That's your gratefulness. When you attribute it to God in the presence of people, you attribute it to God, they will see what God has done for you, and they too will want to serve your awesome God. If not today in that moment, they will think about, wow, God is doing all that for Johnny, or God is doing all that for Mary. I want to know God. You know, many times we go after God because of things, and then we fall in love with God because of who he is, right? So gratitude is very, very important that we don't just brag about, you know, yeah, I put more in the church than what my grocery bill is for the month. Or, yeah, I drive this and I live this way. No, because, you know, what about other people that's been serving God for 15, 20 years? They're feeling like, well, God is not blessing me. No, teach them how to do it. Teach them how to get what you got. Teach them how to get what God has in his hands after we have sought out his face. Teach them how, you know, to seek him out and how to be grateful for the little drops that fall on them. You know, the songwriter wrote a song says, I hear of showers of blessings. Let some drops fall on me. So, yeah, teach them how to be grateful for the drops that are falling, because those drops can become showers. We're talking about gratitude right here on the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. I'm talking about how gratitude can change your life. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com, LorettaReviews@gmail.com, or also you can DM me on Facebook, any one of the accounts that you see my picture on, you can DM me there. Sometimes there is some fraudulent stuff going on. People try to be me, but there's no face there. That's not me, okay? So you can DM me, and I will definitely respond and correspond with you, walk with you through the word, pray with you. I'm telling you, whatever it is, answer your questions. So that's what the real deal is. If you would just be grateful, you can start to see some great things happening. Now, life is not without being uncomfortable. We're going to be uncomfortable, some to a lesser degree in some days, and then some to a greater degree in other days. But, you know, we're going to be uncomfortable, because he did say, and I always remember, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he will give us a way of escape, you know, many of the afflictions of the righteous. And I remember that because I've had a tough life, and I've gone through some things. And not just after giving my life to the Lord, but after understanding how to worship and how to praise him, I started getting tougher and learned how to deal with all of my challenges and my situations and how to wait some things out and be patient, you know. And sometimes I've had to cry at night, but that didn't mean I was crying because I didn't have faith, and that didn't mean I was crying because I didn't have hope. I was crying because I'm human and pain hurts, right? Sometimes your uncomfortability seems like pain, and if it doesn't hurt you physically, sometimes you feel it emotionally. So all that's fine, but just keep the faith. Just say, Lord, I'm just standing on your word. I'm believing. Find a word in the scripture and stand on it. But always learn to be grateful for everything that the Lord allows you to enjoy. Research has shown that gratitude heightens one's quality of life. So Possibility Change talks about two psychologists, Michael McCullough of Texas and Robert Emmons of California. They did a study where they split several hundred people into three different groups, and all of the participants were asked to keep daily diaries. Say, group number one kept a diary of the events that occurred during the day without being told specifically to write about either good or bad things. Now, the second group, they were told to record their unpleasant experiences, and the third group was instructed to make a daily list of things for which they were grateful. So here's the results of the study. It indicated that the daily gratitude exercises resulted in higher reported levels of alertness, enthusiasm, determination, optimism, and energy. In addition, those in the gratitude group experienced less depression and stress and were more likely to help others, exercised more regularly, and made greater progress toward achieving personal goals. Now, they ranked higher than the other two in those areas. One of the things that the studies also showed is that practicing gratitude can increase your happiness levels by around 25%. And this is significant, among other things, because just as there's a certain weight that one feels natural to the body and which your body strives to maintain, your basic level of happiness is set at a predetermined point as well. If something bad happens to you during the day, your happiness can drop momentarily, but then it returns to its natural set point. Likewise, if something positive happens to you, your level of happiness rises and then returns once again to your happiness set point. A practice of gratitude raises your happiness set point so you can remain at a higher level of happiness regardless of outside circumstances. And that should be our goal. We all want to reach for that kind of happiness set point, that no matter what goes on around us, we can still enjoy. We can still find those moments. And I call it stealing away inside of the storm. I steal away inside of the storm, and I find a place where I might have a giggle moment, where I might have a moment of sheer gratitude. I just have a moment of being comfortable, relaxed, at peace. Yes, I steal away in the midst of what's going on around me. And I thank God for that, because it is his grace that he has shed on me to be able to do that. Some people are wound so tight, you don't know how to relax. You don't know how to be at peace. Seek God for that. He will show you how. He will guide you into peace. He will guide you into tranquility. He will guide you into peace. But again, it's all about being grateful. I want to encourage you to exercise gratitude each and every day. Don't take things for granted, and definitely don't take God for granted. Every little thing is to be appreciated. An act of kindness, appreciate it. A person that just flashes a smile to you when you're having an unusually rough day, gratitude. Thank you, God, for that. I feel sometimes that the enemy comes at us and does little crazy, silly things that cause us to have to do certain things. So for me, if I'm dropping stuff and I have to keep bending down to get it, I'm like, I know the devil's on my track today, because now I got to go up two steps to go pick up what I dropped. Got to go up this way, got to go do this. And then I just come out and say in the atmosphere, thank you, God, for this extra exercise. It's helping my body. It's making me do well. Thank you for this exercise. And I'm like, that should get that enemy off my back. But I'm just saying, just little things. Just be grateful to God. And another way to use giving thanks is to just simply appreciate life more fully. Yes, put things into their proper perspective. And know that there's going to be difficulty, but even in the midst of your difficulty, say, thank you, God, I can move my fingers. Thank you, God, I can move my toes. Thank you, God, I can move my limbs. Thank you, God, I have a mind to think. Thank you, God, my family's well. Just find a place to just, you know, shower your gratitude on God. Because when you think about it, we've got so much to be thankful for. A common method to develop the practice of gratitude is to keep a gratitude journal. Can we start that this week? A gratitude journal, a concept that was made famous by Sarah Van Breathnach. She wrote a book called Simple Abundance Journal of Gratitude. And me and my sisterhood, we're on gratitude on our next meeting. Talk about gratitude, and we're going to bring forth that gratitude journal, because that will mean the world. Also, I keep what I call a feel-good file, which is also my gratitude file. This is a file where I file away greeting cards that you might send me, a nice email that you might send me, something I may have done for you. I may have changed your life in some way. I may have inspired you. I may have showed up to do something, some heavy lifting for you. I may have connected with somebody for you or connected you to somebody. And you're grateful for these things that the Lord has allowed me to do in your life. So I take those things, I put those in what I call my feel-good file. So when I'm feeling level to the ground, you know, like the song says, sometimes I'm level to the ground. Well, I open up that feel-good file, and I read about all those great things that I've meant to somebody. And then I say, thank you, Lord. I was able to mean something to somebody. I was able to make a positive difference in somebody's life. So while I'm reading about how you're grateful for me, I'm thanking God that he allowed me to be there for you. Gratitude, it can change your life. I pray today I've said something that inspired you, that encouraged you, that maybe put you on a different path to be able to live a better life. It's not always about the amount of money you have, how big your house is, what kind of car you drive. You know, it's not about all of that. I mean, all that's good in its own place. But gratitude, my God, that is something you need to have on the inners. It's something you should have innately to just know how to be a grateful individual. You will be that person that everyone wants to be around, because no one wants to be around someone who's ungrateful, but they love to be around people who are grateful, and they're willing to go over and above to do things for people who know how to say, thank you, I really appreciate what you did for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank God. Thanks again to my wonderful producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. This has been another installment of The Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. My name's Loretta Petite. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Once again, I'm standing here ashamed. My sinful ways have caused you so much pain. Things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I asked the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you would provide a brand new start. Question.
Lord, change my heart.
I know that you can.
Lord, change my heart. But I wonder if you will, we can.
Lord, change my heart.
I messed up for so long.
Lord, change my heart.
And so many times I've been wrong.
Lord, change my heart.
I wonder if there's any more mercy. I wonder if there's any more grace. I wonder if there's any more patience, Lord.
Change my heart.
As I lay before your face, Lord.